All right, welcome to the Game Fanatics podcast. I'm Matt, and this is my co-host Josh.
Yo.
And today on our very first episode, we're going to talk about the previous generation of consoles. So not the Xbox One, PS4, and Wii U, but the consoles that came before that, the Xbox 360.
The ones we
360.
Have just retired.
Yes, the recently retired consoles. So, we're going to just kind of give an overview of our thoughts on them. Josh may have some specs, and I'm sure we both have some personal stories about pretty much every console. So,
oh, yeah.
Which console would you like to talk about first, Josh?
I'll talk about the very first one to come out of the three. The three we're going to talk about tonight are the 360, the PS3, and the Wii. 360, the first one to come out, November 22nd, 2005, and I did not play it back then.
No, I didn't either.
Yeah, it was about a year before I ever played one, and I don't know, maybe a year and a half until my roommate was the very first time I tried one. He got Assassin's Creed and a 3D Sonic the Hedgehog game. It was not fun. But
is that like the old Dreamcast ones, like the Sonic Adventures?
No, it wasn't fun like that. It was, I can't describe it.
Not good. Not good Sonic.
It was just called Sonic the Hedgehog. And I was like, ooh, they remade Sonic the Hedgehog. I'm like, all right. And then like I got in and I'm like, it's 3D and the camera was terrible and I'm running into walls and I'm still chasing rings. I was having a little bit of fun, but it wasn't a great game. He actually took it back a month later and got something else. I forgot what. But the other game he got was Assassin's Creed. And, you know, when he was gone, sometimes I'd try to play it. And I didn't understand how to work a 360, really, because I was like, you know, I never had a console that had anything like that, like a profile.
Oh, right. Yeah, they got it has like a little desktop and everything.
Yeah, like I didn't know I had to create an avatar or whatever and log in as a different person and play. So like I tried logging in to I logged in as my roommate. I didn't know there were separate profiles, but I logged in and I'm like trying to play Assassin's Creed and it drops me into the middle of the game. I'm like, "Wait, what? Like what?" I'm like, "No, like I'm like, "Okay, start new game." And it says, "Oh, do you want to erase the game?" I'm like, "Wait, no. I don't want to erase my roommate's game, dude. I want to play." And like, so I never did play it really. I just ran around saving peasants and just doing side quests on his save.
Well, in Assassin's Creed, you got further than I got because that was also the first Xbox 360 game that I attempted to play. And I didn't have an Xbox 360, but my friend brought his over.
Oh.
And he brought Assassin's Creed. And he had the Xbox 360 lane horizontal.
Uh-huh.
He put the game in, started it, and picked the console up to set it sideways. And it made a horrible noise
in
the disc tray. And we opened it up, and it destroyed the disc.
What, are you kidding me?
No, absolutely destroyed the disc. So I never played Assassin's Creed.
That's terrible.
Yeah, tell me about
it. I remember when PS2 first started doing that upright console thing, and they swore up and down that it wouldn't scratch your disc, and they just lied.
Well,
out, just straight up lied.
I don't know about the first PS2s, but I have the Slim, and that one is the kind where when you put the disc in, it locks into place.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. The original wasn't like that.
Oh, because the original had a tray that opened out. That's
and
right.
It was loose in there.
Yeah, they show it on the commercial standing upright. It's
a bad
idea. don't do it.
I don't want to do it with any console. It's just a bad idea.
I have my Wii up like that.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know what it's like inside that Wii.
I don't either.
Yeah,
the disc goes in.
It just goes in, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else about the 360? Well, Assassin's Creed, it was beautiful. The very first time, like, I popped it in, like, the first time I played it, I didn't even really play it. I just kind of looked around, like, ooh, look at all this stuff. It's really neat. I like jumping into hay from top of buildings.
Well, yeah, and especially if that's the first, your introduction to HD graphics too.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I remember a long time ago, like, how could games look better than this?
Mm-hmm.
And they did.
Yeah.
And they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when I finally got around to buying a 360, I was 07 or 08 probably.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably 08 actually. But I bought it because, well, the PS3 and the 360 were both out, and they're both competing. And I asked my friends what they all had, and they're like, "Oh, we all have a 360. Don't buy a PS3. They are terrible." I didn't know if they were terrible, and I'm like, "Whatever, yeah, I'll get a 360." And I loved it, you know. I paid for gold for probably 5 years, and I loved gold at first.
Yeah, I did the same thing. It was probably 2009.
Mm.
And I decided it was time to buy a console, one of the new generations. And I did the same thing. I asked my friends what they had, and everybody had a Xbox 360, so that's what I got. And I got gold also, but I had such a horrible internet connection that it made it really difficult to play. I would always be blaming lag on all my kills and everything, and I sound like I'm just being whiny, but it really was lag because I couldn't even walk around.
Wait, you were here?
Yeah, I was here, and we have poor internet in the town that we live in
this little town.
So
we have all right internet now, but it took a long time to get here.
Yes,
and now it's like 350 people all sharing one DSL connection,
right,
over freaking Wi-Fi.
And I just recently jumped on that new internet bandwagon. And
yeah, I love it. Oh man, I can play shooters again.
Yep,
I can dominate people.
I can open web pages. It's really amazing.
Yeah, let's see. What else can I say about the 360?
360 had the Halos.
Yeah, they did. Man, oh man.
Or Halo 3, I guess. Was that?
Yeah,
it
was just Halo 3. Actually, I didn't play much of Halo 3. Actually, it took a long time for me to play it after it came out, because when Halo 3 came out, everyone in Moscow was still playing Halo 2.
Yeah.
It was still really big.
Halo 2 is awesome.
Yeah, it was.
It was really good.
Halo 1 was great, too. That lasted for like freaking 4 years. And then Halo, I don't know, man. Oh, I played a lot of Halo in my day.
Yeah.
Oof.
I think that Halo is probably what attracted so many people to the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
Playing Halo 2. You know, it was...
It was mad popular. I remember, like, we were playing one night, four player, you know, and the people lived upstairs. They were playing, too, and they just handed down a network cord.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, holy cow, yeah, dude! And we plugged it in, and we played four versus four, and it was just... We did it every night from then on. It was really great.
Those were the good old days.
Yeah.
I have a Ethernet cable that's, like, 200 feet long, and it was just for that, run it down a dorm room hall.
Oh man, yeah. I never did go to those colleges, but I remember hanging out in those dorms all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So let's see, 360, they invented achievements.
Yes.
And it was brilliant.
It is. Yeah.
Because I really liked getting achievements at first. You know, I was like, oh, it's so much fun. Like, oh, dude. Turn on your Xbox, achievement unlocked.
Well, it kind of takes what makes RPGs so addictive and adds it to every game.
Yeah.
It adds a little RPG element where you're working toward achieving something to every game, whether it's an RPG or not, and that's pretty cool.
I've seen some pretty clever achievements over the years. And the best achievements I've seen weren't, like, you know, checkpoint achievements. Those are terrible.
Right.
Those ruin achievements. But, like, little Easter eggs they put throughout the game. Like, I remember one in Brutal Legend was like, you rode a boar all the way across the whole game and threw it into a fiery pit. And I saw that achievement. I'm like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
I want to go there and do that. it was hard. Oh.
Yeah. And I don't remember what Call of Duty, but there were ones where it was like, complete a certain level using only a knife.
Yeah.
Or
I couldn't do that.
One of the multiplayer ones that was kind of cool and unexpected when I got it was kill somebody with a grenade by just bludgeoning them with a grenade by throwing it at their head, you know? Yeah, it's pretty cool when you do something wild like that and then you get an achievement for it.
Later on, I've seen an achievement in Steam for Team Fortress 2 where it's like, you made someone leave the server because you killed them over and over again, like, for the nemesis or whatever, and then they left.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I got that achievement. I'm like, that was hilarious.
Yeah.
That's a good achievement. So let's see. Well, 360. Had its problems. Had the Red Ring of Death. And I don't know which generation it was prominent in. Probably the first generation. And I think the third generation. I think the second generation had an accident where they made good Xboxes for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do the black ones do that?
No. Actually, they don't even Red Ring anymore. Now
really?
they I don't know.
They still
throw codes or something.
Yeah, that was one problem that the Xbox had, and when you're talking about problems for consoles, that's a huge problem.
Well, and it was like a congenital defect in all the 360s, because like what was happening was the processor was getting so hot, it was bending and melting off the board, and that is ridiculous. That is so hot to make it do that.
And then there came a little home fix, which was
Oh yeah, wrap it in a
wrapped
towel.
in a towel,
That was
which
re
all that's doing
I
is
heard that it works for 2 months and then it dies
Well, what it
again.
does is I think is what it resolders
It does,
the
yeah.
thing down.
Hopefully you don't have it tipped any certain direction or like solder
Yeah.
that way.
So what you do is you wrap it in a towel, get it to turn on again, and pawn it as quick as you can and
Yeah.
get it to the pawn shop.
I remember in Moscow, it was really uncomfortable. This one guy would always try to rob Walmart of their money by taking back bad Xboxes and be like, "I want my money for this," and they're like, "You don't have a receipt." I'm like, "Dude, you don't have a receipt. Let's go."
That's a problem that, as far as I know, that's exclusive to Xbox. I've never heard of a Wii
Oh well, Wiis would
stopping.
never get hot enough, I don't think, to
No. But have you ever heard of a PS3 just stop working like that?
No. Well, yeah, PS3 had a problem too. I don't know what their problem. I think their processor fan would die, and that's why they those ones would die. Yeah, and
Always
then
heat problems.
I remember one of my friends had a 360 that the fan went out, and that's why it was overheating, and he had sent it back, and they fixed the processor. They put it back on the board and epoxied it or whatever they do, but they didn't fix the fan. So it
So
just
it just did
happened
it again.
again. So like that was a good 4 months because it takes 2 months for them to get it back to you after you send it to them. And like 4 months he didn't have an Xbox. He's like so pissed off. I think he bought a PS3. Yeah, I stopped playing with him then. He had a PS3 and I had a 360. The other game, big game in 360 was Gears of War.
Yes, Gears
And
of
that
War.
was, I mean, it was a terrible, stupid game, but I loved it. I loved every second of that co-op goodness.
The first one really didn't, the controls are not that great in the first one if you go back and play it. And
Yeah.
actually, after you have played the second one, the first one, it does not, you can't play it again because of all the problems that number two fixed. I tried going back and playing one, and I felt stupid, like the controls just didn't work right. And
Well, two was really good at detecting like when I wanted to chainsaw somebody and stuff. I
oh
don't know. Yeah.
yeah and one was really fun. I bought it just for the co-op and played through it co-op, and it was awesome. It was awesome
That's
enough that I
the whole
bought
reason I
two.
bought the Gears of Wars, and I still haven't beat either of them actually because I'll play with a friend and we'll get like to like the end of. Like 2/3 through the game, they'd be like, "Okay, well, I'm going home." Then, like, I
And
never
never
played it
play again.
again.
I beat one and two, but I have never played three.
I played three single player
Was it
about a
good?
third through the game. It was good, except, and then I got to a stealth mission, and
Oh,
I'm bad at stealth missions. And it was like failure state type stealth mission. So, like, yeah, I'm sending this game back to Gamefly. And then I got like the Gears of War 4, which is called. I don't remember what it was called. It didn't have a number, but it was just starring Baird, the blonde guy with the spiky hair. It was pretty good. They changed, how like the directional pad would control your weapon, what weapon you had, the four weapons. They changed it so you could have just two weapons, but any two weapons. Like you could have two.
So you could have like two melee weapons?
You could, or you could have two lancers or something. Like a retro lancer and a post lancer or whatever. They had a lot of guns, really neat guns in that game. So like one of the other games on 360 that was interesting. It wasn't really a game, it was like a trivia game, 1 versus 100. You said that you haven't played it or you saw people
I
play
have
it.
seen it played. Yeah,
That was a really good idea.
it's interesting because it's on the internet,
Yeah.
and it's against
It was only on live.
it. It's against, you're playing against other people, right?
Yeah.
I
You
think.
played for fake points. There was like one game a night that would be played for real money and real prizes and stuff or whatever.
But still, I mean, it's
Yeah.
like.
And I never got into any of the real games, but I played a lot of fake games and it was super fun. And they let you like get four people at your house and all log in on the same Xbox and just play against each other and the mob, the 100 or whatever.
Right. That's
Well, I
cool.
guess it would be like
It's
96,
almost
whatever.
like, what's that Howie Mandel show? Deal or No
Howie
Deal.
Mandel. Oh, I thought you meant Bobby's World.
No,
Deal
that
or
was his good show. He has another one.
No Deal. Yeah, I never seen that. Huh.
It's kind of like that. It's I mean, it seems like that. It's got the didn't one versus 100 have like the briefcases and
No.
oh.
I don't think
Maybe I just
so.
played Deal or No Deal Xbox 360.
I think they had
Yeah.
that.
No, I do remember it being played, but like I said, I've never played it myself, so.
Let's see, I think that's all the stuff I have written
I
down
had
about the 360.
one more 360 game that I've never played, but I was intrigued by it, and maybe you've played it, and that's Halo Wars.
I did play that.
How was it?
It was bad, but
Was it?
you liked it?
No, I've never played it, but
Oh,
I
you were
was
intrigued.
intrigued by
I
the
was
idea.
intrigued by it too, and then I bought it, and I was less than intrigued
Because
after I bought it.
I like RTS
It
games.
was a good, interesting idea. It was just, it's really hard to, they did not make it a good control scheme for the
Do you
RTS.
think it would have been better as a PC game?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That would have been awesome. Because it was really fun driving the Warthog around and
Yeah,
crushing little
it
guys, you
looked
know?
fun.
Yeah.
So that's all for Xbox 360, huh?
Yeah. Okay, so we can move on to the PS3.
Okay.
It came out in November 11th, 2006, which was almost a year later than the 360. A year late, but a
Couple hundred dollars more too,
couple
wasn't it?
$100 more.
Yeah.
And by then, I think. Do you think a year later is when 360 had HDMI by then? They had new
I
Xboxes.
bet so, yeah.
I don't remember how long it took them to get HDMI.
Well, they had HDMI at the time that Halo 3 came out, which with that Halo 3 was not a launch title.
No, it took about a year and a half, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
So it was actually the three PS3 was actually the last console that I tried of these three consoles we're talking about.
I mean, me too. Yeah.
Yeah, like, 'cause none of my friends had them, and I never even played it until I actually had one. Like, my parents got me one for Christmas from someone that was selling it real cheap. Because he needed money. But like, and it came with all his games, and I know why he didn't like his PS3, because he had terrible games.
Oh yeah, that'll do it. Well, I think a lot of people didn't have it because of the price. If you were going to spend money on a new HD console,
Yeah.
you could at that point, and I think even at launch, you could buy the Xbox for like $200
Oh,
cheaper than
yeah.
the
And it
PS3.
already had this fan base and all these
Right.
people that just
Yeah.
building their collections, their game collections.
So when at what point did you buy a PS3? You said it was
Oh,
like
it was
2008 when
after I
you.
moved back here. It was 2010, I think. Because I was waiting. I wanted to get a PS3 all through the time, all through the years, you know, but I was waiting for 10 games that were unique to the PS3 that I
Oh,
wanted to play.
right.
And it just never happened. And it still never happened, but you know, I got that PS3. I'm like, hey, I'll try some of these games. I tried like Uncharted. Uncharted's were good. Both 1 and 2 were
Yeah.
good. And 3 was good too, I guess.
I haven't played the Uncharted on PS3, but I played a little at the Vita one, and it's fun.
Yeah.
It's
Oh, I'm
like
sure.
what Tomb Raider should be. It's kind of like a mix between Tomb Raider and Indiana Jones.
Huh. I always thought it was like Assassin's Creed with worse climbing physics, kind of. And guns, I suppose.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. One nice thing about the PS3 that I was envious of after having an Xbox 360 with a horrible internet connection is you don't have to pay to play online.
Yes, that's why my final game that I bought for these console cycles was GTA 5 for PS3, because I wanted to play online. And I knew I was going to stop paying for gold on the Xbox. I have now, and
Yes,
I
I have
don't miss
also.
it, actually.
I
I miss it a
well,
little bit. I miss killing people in Call of Duty and stuff.
I stopped playing for gold And then I got GTA 5. And I have considered since repurchasing gold just so I could play online with GTA. But I still have fun on single player GTA.
Didn't I give you some of them cards?
Yes, I have
yeah, you
6 days
those.
Worth of, or no, I have 8 days now worth of free Xbox Live Gold, but I'm saving it for like a little mini vacation or something.
Yeah, I have one left, and I gave a bunch of my other ones to other people, and I'm like, I got rid of my gold. I'm like, dang, I should have kept all those cards. I was like, I had like a month for free.
Well, I still have. You gave me three, and then GTA
oh, yeah.
came with one. Also,
most of those are like 48-hour passes. I think
they are. All of them are. Yeah.
Yeah, well, the one I saved was like a 7-day pass or something. I think.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. I don't remember what I got. I think I got it from an Assassin's Creed. I buy those all the time, brand new for some reason.
I don't. The PS3 is the only one, the only console from that generation that I don't own. And it's probably because you want what you can't have. I really want one.
Well, it is a good system. I mean, it's actually a better media player than it is a game console. It's got a great operating system. It doesn't play MKVs. That's my only gripe with it. But it plays everything else, and it's always got a good. And like, I turn my media server on, and like, it detects it automatically. My Xbox, I have to like turn it off, turn it back on sometimes before it reads it.
I like the Xbox or the PS3, like operating system because it's just like the PSP.
Mm.
And
yes.
I bought a PSP near its launch date. Wasn't right on its launch date, but I was an early adopter there, and I have loved the user interface on that.
Yeah.
I still do.
Well, I bought, this year I bought my parents a Blu-ray and DVD player with HDMI.
It has the same.
Yeah, and it has the same operating system. It's beautiful. I really want one now. I got jealous of my own present for my parents.
Yeah, Sony figured out what works, and it seems like they're sticking with it.
I haven't seen the new PS4 operating system
either.
But I assume that they stick with their guns. They're Sony, man. Yeah. They stick with their guns.
Yeah, I hope so. So what PS3? What did they have for exclusives? You said that.
Okay, let's see.
They have SOCOMs.
They did have SOCOMs.
And SOCOMs.
SOCOMs really
is,
good.
Yeah,
and,
that's
and
the one of the
PS3
reasons.
And the PS3 was really good, too, except I got stuck on a stealth mission, as I said.
Which one is that?
SOCOM 4, that one
oh,
I bought, the new
right.
one with the 3D
yeah.
and stuff.
I really like that one. That's fun. I've never played much single player, but I do like
the
campaigns where
yes.
you set it up to do whatever you want.
And I wish I could get past the stealth mission I'm on. Mm. I used to have a roommate that would beat all these stealth missions for me. I don't have that anymore, so I get stuck on games.
Yeah. When I don't like difficult games, and usually stealth registers on my difficulty
meters. Yeah, I like difficulty games, but I just can't do stealth for some reason. I really just want to just run up and shoot people in the face. So
yeah.
I don't know. I'm an idiot.
It's from growing up with things like Doom and Wolfenstein. And
well, I used to play like Rogue Spear and Rainbow Six, you know, multiplayer.
Those are kind of stealth.
Yeah.
But you have a team with you. And,
well, some people would play a stealth, but I would play like an idiot. But I'd do really good because, like,
well,
I don't
yeah,
know.
Once
I'd
you...
be like, what's the least thing that they'd expect me to do? Running through the front door and throw frag grenades like an. That's what I do.
Yeah.
And I usually win because I was really good at aiming back then. I could
yeah,
just,
me
oh,
too.
Man. My hands suck now. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
My things I used to do.
Yeah, oh, once you memorize where all the guys are, because they would be in the same place every time. So
it was like and like once you memorize maps, too, you'd be like, I'd be checking a hallway, like they'd shoot and I like shoot back and like nothing happened or something. Like, oh well, they're circling around on me because that's the only thing they could possibly be doing right now.
Right. Yeah.
Oh man. Okay, so let's look at my little write up on
PS3.
So on HD, almost all the games were just 720p max.
Yeah, I didn't know that up until just like a month ago when you told me that about GTA 5.
Yeah.
That blows my mind.
One of the final games they released still didn't do it in 1080p. They had 1080p on the operating system, but that was a software update.
Well, and there are some games that are 1080p.
I think there are,
yeah. I think there are a couple Call of Duties were 1080p.
Yeah, that wouldn't be too hard to make 1080p and not have frame rate issues.
Yeah.
Those aren't too graphically outstanding.
So a PS3 must not be as powerful as an Xbox 360.
It's not. Well, I think the processor is. I don't think the graphics card is.
Huh. I never knew that.
Well, yeah. I mean, it doesn't really matter for most games.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I guess between 720p and 1080p, I suppose it matters, but I don't really understand that kind of technology. Took a long time for me to realize that meant progressive scan, not pixels.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
but
there's a lot more pixels.
1080p man. Is twice, it's double the resolution of 720p.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, huh.
Yeah. 720p is the same as 1080i.
Hmm.
And I is interlaced.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm. So let's see what I got here. Okay. Okay. This is why I love Sony. Mm-hmm. Okay, Sony America. When Devil May Cry 3 came out,
mm-hmm.
there was, like, a controversy because, like, on the Xbox 360 when it came out, you know, you didn't have to install, but you had to install with the PS3 because mm-hmm. they make you install most of their games. But, like, and then Sony America came out and said, well, you just need to make, I think you guys should all just make a sandwich and then go and wait. Like, they told Americans to go make a sandwich while their game is installing.
They're encouraging Americans to get fatter.
You're gonna need all that energy to like play the game when it gets installed. You're gonna have so much fun, guys. I don't know. I'm telling it really badly, but it was just the most fun press conference I ever seen.
They literally said, "Go make a sandwich while it installs."
Well, it was like a press release. It was like written. Like,
oh, I see.
What should you do while you're waiting for your Devil May Cry 3 to install? Go make a sandwich, Americans.
They're trying to make us fatter than we already are.
With the kind of sandwiches I make, yes.
Yeah.
See, and Bayonetta, when it came out on 360, and it was really good, and it came out on the PS3, and it was really bad for some reason. Because I think PS3 uses outsourced companies to do their builds or whatever, their tools, what did they call it? Building tool, I don't know, game creation tools, but like there was frame rate issues on the PS3 and there wasn't on the 360. And on the 360, when in between loading levels, there was a practice mode where you could practice moves.
Oh, yeah.
But there wasn't on the PS3. I don't know.
Those are fun. You forget when you have a long load time and you have something like that to do. You forget that it's long.
Yeah,
it's kind of nice.
I guess it was longer on the PS3 too. The shorter wait times on the 360. I don't know why.
That's too bad because with most games that came out for both consoles, they're virtually identical. It's not very common that one console has the game and it's really good, and one console has it and it's just not good at all.
Let's see, what other games were unique to the PS3? Kill Zones.
Oh, yeah.
Those were okay.
Yeah. And then Resistance.
Resistance. Really bad.
I only played the PSP one.
Oh.
And I liked
that
it.
Might have been better, actually.
It was. It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. Were there any siphon filters?
I don't think so.
Was that
PS2? I think that was just a PS1. Maybe there was one on the PS2.
There were, yeah.
I played the ones on PS1.
I know another Xbox or PS3 exclusive, God of War.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah, there was God of War 3.
Two
and then,
was on the PS2, right?
Yes. Yeah, one and two three. Were on the PS2,
and
then
three and four.
Three and I think the other one was called Ascension.
Ascension, right?
Yeah. Those games are excellent. At least 1, 2, and 3 are.
Yeah.
And the PSP ones. Also.
I got stuck right at the start. I told you the story already.
Yeah.
I got stuck at the start of God of War
1. Yeah,
like
you
the
should...
very start. The first area I loaded into, I couldn't get out of.
I did the same thing. You should give it another chance. Because
I will.
Once you get past that part, you don't get stuck again for at least
oh,
a
good.
While.
Yeah. I hate getting stuck.
And they're...
Especially when it's something mundane like that. I'm like, what?
Right.
I'm like stuck on this ship. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm getting hit by arrows.
Yeah, and it's weird that they put that in there because there aren't a lot of puzzles like that. There are a lot of puzzles in the game, but they're not like that.
I don't like... Man, start me off with a puzzle?
Right,
jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a bad start. And I did the same thing. I tried it for the first time, and then I put the game away for months before I gave it another shot. And finally got past that part. And
I was well, I was thinking about buying the collection for PS3 and HD now.
Right.
They
Yeah.
They have all those collections now. They just released tons of new stuff right before the end.
That reminds me of another one.
What?
Metal Gear Solid.
Right.
And
they have several collections now for the PS3. Like,
yeah, they have like all the
old ones
old
and
ones.
All the not so old ones.
And then PS3 had a couple exclusive ones. It was
I have four.
Four.
It's
and then wasn't there
it's
a
actually
five
really
too?
good.
Or like Liberty Snake or something
I don't know.
Like that.
I remember, man, two came out so many friggin' times.
Yes.
Remember, like, I remember I played two almost all the way through. I got to the very end. And I had to give it back to the place I was renting it from. But, like, I went into game. It was Hollywood Video, I guess. A little while later, and they're like, hey, have you played this new game they're trying to sell me on, you know, right? I was like, no, I'm looking for something else. They're like, but there's this new Metal Gear Solid. I'm like, what? Metal Gear Solid 3? They're like, no, Metal Gear Solid 2, and they called it something else. They changed the name.
They did the same thing with 3, and I can't remember what the new ones are called.
Twin Snakes was one of them. Snake Eater.
Well, it's like
Guns of Liberty was 3. I remember that now.
Was it?
Maybe.
I don't know. Snake Eater was...
Snake Eater was...
Either 2 or 3.
I think it was the remake of 2.
I'm going to Google
yes,
it.
Yes, Google, yes.
Yeah, I was a latecomer on the PS2s. I bought them after they got really cheap, and then I went to fill a collection of games, and those were ones that I definitely wanted to get, but I didn't know which version to get. Because there's number 2, and then there's the other version of 2, and there's number 3, and the other version of 3.
It is so confusing. Ugh.
Yeah, why do people do that kind of thing?
I never did play 3, actually, because I watched my roommate play a lot of it. And it just seems so long and boring, and codec conversations that never end. And
okay, number 3 was Snake Eater.
Was it?
Huh. Yes.
What was Guns of Liberty?
Sons of Liberty.
Sons of
is
Liberty.
Number 2.
Huh.
Ooh, there was a GameCube one. I didn't know that.
What was it called?
It was called... Just a minute here. The GameCube one is Twin Snakes.
I've heard of that. I think... I have the best Metal Gear Solid ever made, actually. It's a PSP game. It's called Portable Ops.
Yes, that one is good.
You tried it, huh?
I played the multiplayer in it. And there was another PSP one. Peace Walker.
I heard that's okay. I have that, too, but I've never played it because I really, really like Portable Ops.
That one is pretty good.
And that one looked like a real Metal Gear Solid game. That's why I like Portable Ops, because it was different.
Yeah, yeah. And
it's like a real-time strategy, kind of.
Yeah,
almost.
And there was also another one for PSP that was... It actually wasn't even a game. It was like a graphic novel.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
It was.
The story's really good in Metal Gear.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm still trying to figure out what the alternate version... Substance! Metal Gear Solid 2 Substance. I don't even know if they're if it's different than Sons of Liberty or not.
I don't know. It's so convoluted now.
Yeah.
I guess I could play. I guess I could figure it out when I buy the HD and play them all in succession.
And then it's Metal Gear Solid 3 Substance also.
I remember too now because like I got so pissed off at that game because I stopped playing Snake halfway through the game.
You don't play Snake ever in that game.
You play in 2.
No. 2.
You play him at the start.
No.
And then he dies or something,
no.
Right? What?
2, you never play as Snake in 2. And
what? Oh, I thought you did.
When they advertised it, they showed scenes where you were Snake in the game, and it was a big letdown because you're not. You're some dude named, like,
Raven.
Raiden, yes.
But, no, you play the prologue as Snake.
I don't think so.
Did you play it?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know, man. I thought I played as Snake and, like,
you may
walked around a boat and, like, took pictures of a guy making a speech and hung. I was crawling.
You're
around.
Yeah, no, you are.
You're Raiden
as
that.
That
really?
Yeah.
I didn't really pay attention, I suppose. I didn't even know what Metal Gear Solid was back then. I was renting.
Right.
I was like, I never played a PS2 before.
Yeah,
like,
that one I played on PS2. And then I have number 3, but I've never played it. But I kind of want to get it on 3DS instead.
Huh.
Play it on there.
Oh, 3DS. You played that new Resident Evil Revelations.
Yes, it's awesome.
Did you beat it?
Yes.
Huh. Yep. That looked really good.
And it is, and it has a multiplayer mode that's really fun too. It's like it's kind of like a horde mode, you know, where it's just like enemies coming at you.
Hmm.
But it's a certain, it's not just like endless waves of enemies. There are a certain amount, and then you win the level. But you can upgrade your guns and stuff, and you can get these incredibly powerful weapons, and there are tons of upgrades, and then you can keep playing further and further in the levels. It's really fun.
That's cool.
Yeah. And if you're like me and you buy the Circle Pad Pro, it costs $20, and that's the only game I have
Circle
it for.
Circle Pad Pro, what is that?
Does it give you two
joysticks?
Yes.
It does?
It's two joysticks.
Are you kidding?
Nope. Yeah, and it's an actual Nintendo product. It's not like a third-party thing.
I've seen the ones that plug onto iPhones, little gamepads that go around
the
iPhone.
Well, this one is official, and it feels really good and everything, but there are like 3 or 4 games for it, and they just have not made any more.
Well, that's brilliant. Yeah. I was wondering why they ported it to 360, because there's dual joystick controls
for
360.
Yeah, it would port right across.
So, yeah.
You can play it without the controls, but then you do the old like Dreamcast style where the D-pad... Or no, the buttons act as a second joystick.
Oh.
So, you know, you press X and you move to the left. You know, you press Y and you move up or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see, I think that's...
Circle Pad Pro is awesome, but it's kind of a letdown that they haven't supported it better with games.
Well, Nintendo has had its history of peripherals for their Game Boys.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I still have a Game Boy camera.
Huh.
And it must have like a, I don't know, like a little like CMOS battery thing, because it still has the pictures I took when I was like 7 years old.
My original Game Boy, the first accessory I got for it was called the Game Boy Light, because the original Game Boy wasn't lit up.
Right.
But it was a total failure, because you'd put it on and these lights would be like over on top of it, and there's a magnifying glass.
Oh, and you can see the light.
You could see the reflection of the lights, and you couldn't see anything, so it was pointless.
I had one of the, I don't know if I had the same one as you, but I had one of the things that it shined the lights and had the magnifying glass.
Yeah. It's probably the same thing.
It could be, yeah. And I remember it being big and clunky, too.
Yeah, my first Game Boy took, I think, eight double A's. And then my second Game Boy, which is a Game Boy Color, took, like, 3 or something.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. Yep. And I remember my original Game Boy would explode batteries because it got so hot in there. And, like, I just, all of a sudden, I stopped playing Tetris. I'm like, hey, what's going on? I was on, like, level 8, man.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, all this battery acid started leaking out of the bag. I'm like, oh, my gosh! And my mom's like, don't touch it!
I got the rechargeable battery pack for that.
Huh.
And then I would use it when we would go on vacation, and it would plug into the...
I was wanting one of those, but it was too expensive. I couldn't get one.
But then, yeah, the same thing happened. My brother went and got I think it was the Game Boy Slim or something like that. Or Game Boy Mini, was that what it was?
I think there was several. There was like 5 Game Boys originally. Yeah.
It was something like that.
Way
and I think it took
advance,
like 2 batteries. Yeah. And they lasted a lot longer.
Huh.
Yeah. And it was thinner. It was like really cool.
I remember Wyatt, you know, when I was a kid, I got all Nintendo stuff, but he had all Sega stuff.
Mm.
And he had the Game Gear.
Oh, yeah.
And it took a ridiculous
amount
of batteries.
Yeah.
I think it had 12 batteries.
Yeah,
I think it really did.
Yeah.
And it would only last for 2 hours, and it got super hot, and you had to like lay it on the bed while you played. You couldn't put it on your lap because it was so hot.
I had a friend that had those, and we used to go to karate about an hour away from here.
Uh-huh.
And my parents and his parents would take turns driving, and when his parents would drive, he would bring the Game Gear. But he had it plugged into the car also. Played a lot of Sonic and a lot
that could kill your back. Seriously, kill your back.
Oh, yeah. And
you're like, suddenly you can't start your car.
Well, Game Gear was awesome compared to a Game Boy just for the fact that it was lit and colored.
Yeah. Oh, Sonic was beautiful on Game Gear.
I remember
it.
Playing the X-Men game on it, and it was either X-Men or Wolverine, but...
Wait, the, like, X-Men Brawler?
No,
it's
the... Or yes, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I liked that.
Yeah,
they just
it was
released
fun.
It on Xbox. I almost bought it. I hovered over
really?
The buy button for several minutes. I'm like, should I buy it? Should I not?
It also came out for Super Nintendo and Genesis. I don't know if they were as good as the Game Gear one or not. But that was fun. But one weird thing about it was you get in the car at night, and it's like blindingly bright. And I don't remember if there was a way to dim it or not, but I remember having a hard time playing it at night on the way home because you'd look up from it and you couldn't see anything.
All right, so let's move on to the Wii.
Okay.
It was it released November 19th, 2006, which was only 8 days after the PS3. Very close. And I remember when this happened, no one bought the PS3 when it came out, and everyone bought the Wii next week.
Right.
That was crazy.
I was working retail at the time, and they would only send... This is a little ploy by Nintendo, because you know they could have like had more stocked up. They would only send 3 a week to any particular store.
They were doing that on purpose?
So GameStop would get 3 a week. Sears, where I worked, would get 3 a week.
They were causing those robberies.
They absolutely
and
caused
stuff.
Them. And so we would only get 3 a week, and we had a list of customers who wanted them. But what ended up happening was a guy I worked with, he would just buy all 3. And I think they were like $250.
Oh, and then sell them for like 3 times. You could sell them for...
He'd sell
insane.
Them for $600 a piece on eBay, and they'd sell within...
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, he'd set the buy it now for $600, and they'd sell instantly. So it was a big payday for him, but yeah, that was all Nintendo's doing.
That's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Little insider knowledge for everyone listening to the Game
yep.
Thanks podcast.
Sorry, Nintendo.
Nintendo's the most idiotic company I've ever seen in my life.
They are, but I love them.
I love them too. They're brilliant. Look what they've done with the Wii U. That's crazy. I want to play one.
I do too.
Well, maybe someday. Let's see. What do I got written down here? Well, Mario Party and WarioWare were like the only games that were around other than
Wii Sports
and Wii Play.
And Zelda was
a launch? Was that Twilight Princess that was a launch?
Yes, Twilight
really?
Princess. Yeah, that was actually
a
GameCube
game. GameCube, yeah.
And they ported it. But it's a really good game for Wii.
Yeah, I understand they flipped it for the Wii because they wanted you to use your right hand to swing the sword. So they flipped the whole game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. I know that when they re-released the Nintendo 64 one, what is that called?
I didn't
Not
play
Majora's
it.
Mask.
Oh,
Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You can play through it normal, but then after you beat it, you can do the Master Quest, which is the world is absolutely like reversed.
Huh. Yeah, I never beat Master Quest of Zelda 1. That was hard.
I played Zelda 1 for hours, and I just got lost.
Oh, man. I can beat the first 3 dungeons in under an hour, I think.
I don't even think I could find the first 3 dungeons.
I know the first one. Yeah.
The first one, like the regular Nintendo.
The first dungeon is you go up, and there's a lake, and you go around the lake to the right, and then go up, and then across a bridge, and then you're in the first dungeon.
I go, and I find this little old dude, and he tells me something.
And he gives you a sword.
Okay, gives you a sword. And then I walk around the map until eventually I get killed off. Because
if you walk
off
in
the
wrong direction
path,
from that start, you are pretty screwed. Like, if you go to the west, like, don't go that way. The west is bad.
Well, that must have been kind of revolutionary, because that's one of the first, like, games where it's not linear. You don't...
Yeah.
I mean, technically, you can go wherever you want.
Yeah, you can. Well...
You may die.
Technically, you can't, because you can go anywhere you want on the main world, but like there's dungeons where you're like, well, I don't have the hook shot,
right.
Or you know the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There were little puzzles. I don't know. Raft. There's a raft for one.
Oh, really?
Dungeon. Yeah. Huh. You had to make it a raft.
Huh.
What were we talking about?
We're talking about Wii.
Oh yeah.
Wii Sports was the first Wii game that I played, and after I played it, I was just like, I don't need to ever play another game.
I loved
awesome.
It at first. Like, I love boxing, and I still love boxing. I'm really good at it for some reason. I know the motions. I don't know. What else was there? Tennis was.
I like
it.
Tennis.
Felt like it played itself, kind of.
Well, it's because I mean, all you
it
do
moves
is
you,
swing.
But you swing, yeah.
Yeah, but the first time I played it was my 21st birthday, and we played four people on one Wii.
Oh, that sounds like
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, so four people
yeah.
playing tennis was really fun.
Yeah, I don't think we ever hooked that up. We played four player golf before.
Golf is pretty fun once I got used to it.
I'm
sucked
still
horribly.
Bad at it, and I will not play it because I'm so bad at
I,
it.
I
I'll play
finally
Tiger
figured it
Woods,
out.
but no,
It's
we
weird
sports.
because that's like the first golf game where it punishes you for swinging too hard.
I know. I was on the green for 12 shots once, and everyone was just like, oh my
Yeah.
gosh. And I'm like, I'm sorry, everybody.
Yeah, it makes you hit the ball lightly, and if you try to go too hard, your little power bar starts wiggling back and forth. And
Yeah. What else was there in Wii Sports?
There was baseball, and it was
I
like
liked
a home
baseball. That
run
was
derby
fun.
thing. It's really fun, yeah.
Yeah.
And then
There was five. There was a fifth one.
Bowling. Bowling was
Bowling,
fun.
right. That's what everyone loved.
I
I remember
love
that
bowling.
now.
But
Girls love bowling the most of
oh
all
yeah.
those.
And bowling is cool until you go to a real bowling alley
Yeah,
and you're
like
like, oh, I'm awesome at
yeah,
bowling.
like oh, I get strikes every time.
Yeah.
I can you get like the figure 4 pound ball. Here you go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it'll ruin your bowling career.
I get like I don't know,
13
10 or
pounders.
12. Yeah,
Yeah,
dude. I
me
like
too.
go up and throw it as hard as I can.
Yeah, me too. Well, when you get a ball that big, you just have to kind of lightly roll it, and if it hits a pin, it'll knock it over.
I did not do too well last time I went real bowling. My nephew smoked me. Just
Oh, really?
beat the crap out of me with yeah.
The last time I went bowling, it was in a bar bowling alley, and one of the people I was with declared that if anybody rolled under a 100, they had to run around the bowling alley naked. And of course I agreed to it because, I'm used to bowling like 230s.
I'm used to bowling naked.
I'm used to bowling naked and I get like 230s and I bowled like a 67 the first game.
Did you?
I did not run
You
around
didn't.
naked. No. But
Okay.
it was one of those things where I was like, yeah, I'll agree to that because it'll never happen. And it happened. So.
There weren't very many games when the Wii came
The
out.
Mario Party was disappointing. It's not as good
I kind of
as.
liked it.
It's fun, just
It's
like
not as
every
fun
Mario
as the
Party.
other Mario
No,
Parties,
that's
really.
the thing.
Yeah.
The Nintendo 64 ones were good, and
They
there was
were.
even GameCube ones were fun.
Yeah. And the WarioWare for GameCube was really fun too, but
Yeah.
the very first WarioWare that came out for Wii, well, it was like an early launch title and people didn't have controllers, so they made it so that it was one controller and you hand it around the room to everybody.
Huh.
So they changed all the games.
I don't know
They
how to
weren't
feel about that
simultaneous. It
because,
was not fun. I mean, it
well,
was fun still,
that's the thing is
but it
it's,
wasn't as fun.
but if you think about it, it would have been smart for Nintendo to make you have four controllers because then you go out and buy controllers.
Well, yeah, but they literally couldn't at the start. There was not
Oh,
enough.
because
There was
there
no
was a
controllers.
shortage.
There was like enough controllers for one per system, and
Right.
that's originally why people even bought Wii Play. Because it was
You
a
could pass the
$30 game and
controller.
it came with a
Oh, that's
controller.
right. Yeah.
Yeah, so like people would reserve Wii Play when they first launched.
Just to get that extra
Yeah,
controller.
Wii Play was not
The
great.
only one I. Oh, no, I played a little tank game. It was
What, in
like.
Wii Play? There was tons
Yeah.
of little mini games in it.
Yeah, it was a little tank game where. I think your tank was stationary, and then you just adjusted the angle and and how hard you shoot, and then you shoot across. It's an old game that's been remade a thousand times, but and then I played darts, and darts was not good. It's if there's any game that makes you want to throw your controller at your TV, it's when you're aiming a dart at a dartboard that's on your flat screen.
It was like 3 months after the Wii came out before I first saw the first pictures on the internet of like controllers embedded into TVs. That was
Yep. Yeah.
hilarious.
Yeah, there were like whole websites
I
dedicated
was
to
like,
that.
how could they do that? And then I played a Wii and I'm like, okay, now I know how
Yep.
that
Yeah, there's a
can
reason
happen.
that
Get
it
into
tells you to put on your arm strap every game.
it. All right, let's see.
I love Wii. Wii, yeah, it's an unpopular opinion, but I think out of all of the consoles, that's the one that I ultimately have the most fun playing.
Huh.
Just because
But you need people to enjoy it fully.
for
Well,
a
it
lot of
depends on the
games, but
games.
I really like Mario Kart. I
Huh.
really like Super Smash Bros.
And I never did get into the Wii Mario Kart because I didn't know the tracks. Like, and
Oh, yeah.
I was having trouble
Well,
learning them.
one nice thing about all Mario Karts is they always borrow tracks from the older
Oh
games.
yeah. Huh.
So the Wii one had tracks from DS, Game Boy Advance, Super Nintendo.
Really? I know all the tracks for Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Like, memorized.
And Nintendo 64.
Huh. Double Dash.
No, that was GameCube.
Oh, that was GameCube. Huh.
Mario Kart 64 was the.
Oh, you know what? I never played it.
Oh, it was good. Yeah, I played
I
that one a
missed out
lot in
on most
college.
64 stuff. Except for GoldenEye. I
GoldenEye
was in
was
on
fun.
that.
Yeah. Smash Brothers for 64 was fun. That's the one of the only games that I've ever actually busted a controller. I played it like in one day I busted a controller playing that.
I'd break joysticks all the time because I'm really hard on them in shooters. But I almost snapped a PS2 controller in half once. I
Really?
heard it
Out of
like,
anger or from gripping so hard?
gripping and anger.
Oh.
Like, it was just, I heard it crackling and I'm like,
I
ooh.
broke keyboards before.
I've never broke a keyboard yet.
I used to play MUDs, text only
Oh
multi-user
yeah. What was
dungeons,
that one you and Dan
Synergy.
used? Synergy,
And when
right.
you die in this particular MUD, it's devastating. It's months
Oh.
of playtime down the drain. And I would just hammer fist my my keyboard at
Oh.
that point, and a couple times I broke
Ben
them.
used to do that
I've seen Ben break a couple of
too. I saw him
keyboards.
pick up a keyboard and like face the keys towards the wall and then throw it and all the
Yeah.
keys just break off and I'm like, holy cow,
Yeah. I never
that
took it to that extreme,
was
but he had this impulse. I don't think he does anymore because he doesn't play him like that, but he would be typing away, and it gets really intense when you're about to die. And then just like he's Bruce Lee, he just hammer fist, like before you'd even see him, it was just like tap 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 smash. Yeah. And you like it was like before it even showed that he died, he knew it and just smashed his keyboard.
Damn.
It was intense.
So the original name for the Wii was going to be the Revolution. You remember this? When it was called Project Revolution.
I don't remember that.
Well, like, and then when the Wii actually came out, the day, that's when they announced that it was going to be called the, or like one day they announced that it was going to be called the Wii. And all the internet exploded.
Saying
Like
like this
they
is stupid.
no, they're like, this has got to be a hoax because it's
It's
so
so stupid.
stupid. Yeah. And apparently Nintendo said that Revolution was going to be hard to say in lots of countries that weren't America. So that's why they named it the Wii.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think that they, I think they would have found that that wouldn't be an issue,
Yeah.
probably, but.
Well, they had one called the Dolphin. That was kind of hard to say in other languages. What
Well,
was
and you
the
think
Dolphin?
like,
Was that the N64 or was that the GameCube?
I don't
I
know.
don't remember.
But you think about, I mean, PlayStation.
Yeah,
That's, you know.
Prey Station. Yeah.
Yeah. That's not particularly easy to say, so. But people manage.
I wonder if, yeah, they say PlayStation over in Japan, right?
Yeah.
I knew they called Nintendo a Famicom over there.
Famicom, yeah.
But
Super
I
Famicom.
kind of liked how they called a Nintendo over here because gaming was new, kind of, except for Atari. But they're like, who makes the Nintendo? Oh, Nintendo makes the
Right.
Nintendo. Right on. Okay,
Yeah.
now
And
I. Yeah.
I grew up with, I'm that generation where Nintendo was big when I was a kid, and to this day, I'll say, instead of saying, like, do you want to play video games, I'll say, do you want to play
I
Nintendo?
used to
And,
say that. I remember when I used to say
yeah.
that. Come over and play Nintendo.
And playing 3DS, I'll say, you want to play Game Boy? Or I'll
Yeah.
say, like, where's my Game Boy?
I call the DS the Game Boy
Yeah.
to this day to my
I didn't
nephews, and
even
they
know.
always correct me. They're like, it's a DS. I'm like, no, it's a Game Boy. Yeah, a Game Boy DS.
That's what I thought it was. Up until I
I
got a
guess it's
3DS,
not, yeah.
yeah, I thought it was a Game Boy DS,
Well,
but it's.
forget that. I am still calling it Game Boy
Good,
DS.
me too. We're bringing it back.
Yeah.
If anybody is listening,
And I'm calling the Wii a revolution. Just,
if anybody's listening, I encourage you to call your DS a Game Boy. We're taking it back.
One thing I want to touch on with these new consoles, the Xbox One.
Yes.
So you want to say something about the title of the Xbox One, Matt?
How much time you got? Xbox One is what I have referred to.
There already is an Xbox One.
Ever since Xbox 360 came out, my old original fat, heavy black Xbox was my Xbox One. Xbox One is possibly the most horrible name. I'm sure
there could have been worse.
I'm sure you could think of worse.
I was looking at some of the ones they were going to choose. Mm-hmm. There was like four or five of them and none of them were 720, by the way.
Which is what everybody on the internet was calling.
And it was a brilliant idea to call it 720.
Yeah, right. And you could keep going with that for generations.
But the one I saw that I liked was Next Box.
Mm-hmm.
Next Box. That's brilliant too. I would have bought it already.
Yeah.
Probably.
I wonder what possessed them to go with Xbox One.
I don't know. I don't know what possesses Microsoft to do any of the things they do. Like, remember the original dashboard?
Yeah.
Blades. The blade. Man.
You know what?
That was good.
I loved the blades. I updated my Xbox to this new thing, and then it's updated since.
Yeah.
And every time it updates, I think it's worse.
Yeah, and like I was telling you, you can reset the defaults and upgrade again because you have a good Xbox.
Yeah, I haven't done that, but
I really shouldn't not have given away my old Xbox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the blades were nice. This new system, it reminds me of a website, a YouTube. You know, it's got all these little boxes with little advertisements and stuff.
Well, and like, what is it was only a year ago, maybe more than a year ago, but they used to have neat stuff on the dashboard. Like they had Inside Xbox.
Yeah,
and all those little videos you could watch of really neat stuff.
Yeah, and they were the 3DS and Wii U do the same thing. They have like exclusive shows that like they're actual.
Oh
shows.
Yeah, my nephews watched the Wii one.
It's called.
I never have.
What was it called? I don't remember what it's called. I used to watch it too. Huh. I'd watch it all the time.
But I missed all those little Xbox videos, and they took it away, and they replaced it with ads.
Ads, yep. Mountain Dew
like,
ads.
This isn't that hot chick from IGN telling me achievements I can get in games. I like watching her.
Yeah, everybody does. Come on, Xbox. I haven't seen the Xbox One dashboard, but I imagine
have.
It's horrible.
It looks like you would expect,
mm-hmm.
I suppose. It's got picture-in-picture viewing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you can watch your advertisements while you're playing
the
game?
Exactly, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What else? What have we not touched on? We didn't talk about... Well, I mean, a little bit. We kind of strayed all over the place, but...
Yeah. That's fine. I like to meander.
Yeah, me too. The handheld consoles don't really correlate with the home consoles, but...
Yeah, Well, DS was around before all of these, wasn't it?
Yeah, and we're kind of in a new generation because the 3DS is out now and the Vita is out now, so that means that the last generation
the
would be the PSP and the DS.
Yeah, well, the 3DS is like totally turned it around from when they came out and they were losing. They're making money now.
Well, they
Hand
came out with
fist.
Some good games.
Yeah.
It didn't have very many good launch titles. It had Street Fighter, which was good.
But they're really nice to their customers like that. Like, did you get all them free games or
I
something?
Did.
I didn't.
I got a little loophole because it was like the night before what they did was they dropped the price really quickly from $250 bucks to $180 bucks.
Yeah, something someone could afford.
Yeah, and so for all the customers who were early adopters and paid the full 250, they said, since we're lowering the price, we'll give you 20 Game Boy Advance and NES games, and so that was their way of like solving the problem of paying too much. Well, Hastings, which is a music and books and video games
store, probably only in the Northwest, I suppose.
I think so. They lowered the price the day before, and they advertised it. So I went and picked up a Nintendo 3DS for $180 and then went on and registered because my receipt was before the date. And I got all 20 games also. And they're good games. They got Metroid, Mario, two Zelda games. No, three Zelda games.
Huh.
A Mario Kart game.
Yeah,
they didn't just give you crappy games.
I wound up getting free games from PlayStation because that whole thing where they lost all the credit cards.
Oh, right.
Happened,
I did too.
It happened like right after I got my PS3. So like they're like, here, have some games. Don't trust us with your credit card.
Yeah.
Like, okay, good call.
I did that, but I did it for PSP.
Huh.
And you could probably.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I didn't have a PSP back then, but I got the games.
They were only
I got
like,
one, like Hot Pursuit or something.
I got
the
Mod Nation Racers.
Maybe that's
which
what
is
it was.
All right.
Yeah, it was some racing game. Or,
and one
like,
other
I thought
one.
It was Grand Theft Auto-ish, but I guess it wasn't.
It's more like Mario Kart.
Hmm.
And there was another one that I got, but
I got Little Big Planet for PSP.
I already had that one.
Yeah.
That's a great game.
I don't like how floaty it is.
Oh, I love it.
Huh.
It's fun.
I like platformers where you're a flat, fat plumber that just falls really fast.
Yeah, it's weird how Nintendo mastered the controls of platforming very, very early. Like, what is that, 1987 or something?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
And there are still platforming games that are ruined by controls.
I don't really like New Mario Brothers. Like, the one called New Mario Brothers. I don't
like it.
Well, I don't like they're a little floatier in that game, just kind of like Little Big Planet, and you can cheat like wall jumping and stuff before
oh,
you fall
yeah.
to your death.
You know what?
That's a little much.
I have it for DS, but I also have it for Wii, and it's fun on Wii because you can play four players.
Oh,
but it sucks
yeah.
because you can like if one guy is in the air and the other one jumps.
Oh, you bounce.
He can hit their feet and bounce down into a hole.
I kill my nephews on accident all the time by jumping over them, and then they jump under me, and I bounce them into a pit.
Yeah,
yeah,
that sucks. Donkey Kong for Wii is two player, and
Kong
you can't
Returns?
Do that. Yeah,
yeah.
And not only that, but if your second player is not good, you can have them jump on your back. They'll be Diddy Kong, and they can jump on Donkey Kong back, and you can carry him around.
You know what I heard in that game? If you die, like, I don't know, something stupid, like 50 times in a row, it'll pop up something that will ask you if it wants you to play the game for you, and the computer will play it.
That's true. And also,
that is some that's some bull.
The new Super Mario Brothers does the same thing.
What?
Yeah, I don't remember what it's called.
Like New Super Mario Bros. 2 or something? Or
no, it's one. It's the one for Wii.
One. Huh.
I don't think it does it on DS.
No, it doesn't.
Because I've lost a lot of time.
Because I'm still trying to work my way through that.
Yeah.
I think I'm borrowing it from somebody. I don't know who.
Not me.
I
have it. But
if someone's listening to this podcast and I'm borrowing
Kiss it goodbye.
Mario Bros. From you.
You'll never see it again.
Yeah, because I still need to beat that game, so it's mine forever.
Yeah. Have you beat the Wii one?
No, I don't have it.
Oh, I have, and
I just play
it gets
with
really
my
hard.
Nephews. Huh.
It's easy for like the first like four worlds, and then it has like a steep curve after that.
Like Mario 3, there was a precipitous, not precipitous because that's downward. I don't know.
Whatever the
anti-precipitous upwards, it gets really hard, really fast. All those worlds.
Yeah, you hit, like, the third world.
After there's the third world where it starts getting hard.
Yeah.
It's like Ice World, I think, and then
that's
Big
why
World
you,
and Small
you grab
world.
Those magic flutes and you skip right on by.
Yeah, Water World. I had a friend who got, it was before screenshots, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he got to the end world and he popped up the inventory and had all three flutes and, like, took a Polaroid of it. Because, like, Pixar didn't happen even back then. It was like... He's like, I'm pro.
That's how you used to save
to
a
the
score,
end,
too.
All
take a photograph of the screen.
Oh, yeah, you could send it into gaming magazines. That's how you get high scores in gaming magazines, right? Back when there were magazines.
The level that I liked on Mario 3 was the big... I think it was the fourth world, and it was the big world.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Everything was giant.
That was, little Mario would still kill him. That's pretty fun.
Yeah, just one
yeah.
jump would kill a gigantic Koopa.
I always felt like, oh, where's the middle of the hitbox? I don't know, man.
Yeah, no, Nintendo's smarter than that. So what else? Did we cover everything?
I think we covered everything.
Well.
I have some weird stuff written down. PS2, Had a huge library.
Yes.
Biggest library of anything, I think.
Yes, and if you're smart like me, you wait until it's obsolete and then you buy one.
I
And
did, yeah.
then
What?
you purchase like millions of games
Oh,
for
dude, I was
pennies.
getting them for dollars off Amazon
Yep.
before they stopped being around everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have one of the rarest PS2 games, Baldur's Gate 2. Baldur's
Oh.
Gate Dark Alliance 2.
No, I didn't play that. I only played the first one.
It's just as fun as the first one. It's really nothing special, but
Yeah.
it's very rare. And for that reason, I mean, if you've come across it at GameStop, it's like $60 used for
Yeah.
a PS2 game. That's...
Well, I have some PS1 games that are in the hundreds of dollars
Oh, really?
just because all I have for PS1 are RPGs, basically, and like Parasite Eve is worth a lot of money, and like I got some games with collector's discs. I was looking them up one day. I probably never will sell them. I'm one of the idiots that'll buy that stupid crap. Not for that
Yeah.
much, but I want more games.
Yeah. Yeah, I've long since gone through basically every console I have. My Dreamcast, I kind of filled my library off of Amazon, and that has some games too that are too expensive for me. But it's weird when you look games that you wouldn't expect. Like some games are just expensive because they're rare. They may not
Yeah.
be good games. They may be
Oh,
horrible
it's
games,
true. Yeah,
but
I have some games that are bad, and I thought about selling them just for the hundreds
you
of
make some
dollars.
money, yeah.
I just can't do it though. I don't want to part with even bad games sometimes.
And it's hard when you got something that
Because
people
those
want that
PS1
badly.
games, I remember buying each of those and just like that's all I had for a long time was my PS1 and a tiny 13-inch TV.
I have one PS1 game, and that's Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, I have that one.
I saw it for $10 in a pawn shop, and I bought it. I think that one's like $50 on Amazon, but
I have all of
that
them.
one's pretty common.
I have some of my Final Fantasies aren't worth a lot of money because like my Final Fantasy 7 and 8 I think are both greatest hits which don't sell for anything for some reason. It's the same
Right.
game. It's just got a
Yeah.
green bar on the top.
I don't remember. I don't think mine is.
Trade you? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Let's
I don't know.
see what else about PS2. It had a worse Soul Calibur 2. That's all I have to
A
say.
worse Soul
Yeah,
Calibur?
because you got Heihachi from Tekken as the
Oh.
character, and Dreamcast had somebody awesome, and Nintendo had somebody awesome too. And
Nintendo
X
had.
Xbox, there were there four copies of Soul Calibur 2?
Yeah. Well, actually, you know what? I'm not sure about two. I know
Maybe,
that
yeah.
later on, Xbox had Darth Vader.
No, well, that's 360.
Or that's what I
This is
mean, yeah.
that was Soul Calibur 4.
Two, I'm not sure about.
I don't know. That was my favorite game back then. I had a lot of roommates and friends in Moscow, but we all played Soul Calibur 2, and we got really good.
Those are fun. And it's cool because every guy has like a weapon of some sort.
Yeah, I like it too, 'cause like I'm really good at the game, and so are all the people I knew, but. People that didn't play could compete because they're
You
button
just button
mashers,
mash, yeah.
and it works for that game for some reason.
That's how I compete, because I, yeah,
Really?
I'm not good. There are only a few fighters that I actually learn the buttons
I
on.
did on Soul Calibur 2, and I can only play Soul Calibur 4 and 5 because I know moves from 2, and some of the characters they change so much I can't use them anymore.
Did you ever play the PSP one? I think it's
No, I
called
didn't know
like
there was
Broken.
one.
It's called Broken Sword, I think.
No, I didn't.
It's fun.
Soul Calibur, you sure?
Yep.
That's awesome.
I
Huh.
have it.
Huh.
You can.
I have the Tekken
You
for
play as
PSP.
the dude from God of War, Kratos.
Oh.
That's the special character for
Huh.
that one.
You play as Ezio Auditore in was it the new Soul Calibur 5, I think. It's pretty neat. Being an Assassin's Creed guy in Soul Calibur, he's got all the good weapons for it.
That's right, I've seen that one. And then wasn't there a Nintendo one? Because you could play as Link.
I think there was. Yeah, it was Link.
Was that four?
No, it must have been. I think it was two.
Two. Must have been GameCube?
Did they have a Soul Calibur for Wii?
I don't think so.
I think, yeah, I think they stopped. They just went
Yeah.
for 360 and PS3. Interesting.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Nintendo Soul Calibur? Okay. I got one last thing written down.
Okay.
It's Dreamcast.
Ooh.
They did copy protection by burning the outside in. You know what I mean by that?
I do know what you mean. And I know that because if you look at a Dreamcast disc, it's only on the outer rim.
Yeah, like in other games, like it'll fill up, but like the end, the outside wouldn't have anything usually because they don't fill discs all the way.
Mm-hmm.
But it was detrimental in Dreamcast because if you scratch the outside of the disc, it's totally ruined. It's like something important, like title screen, you know?
Right. I have a Dreamcast that is, it's like the first model. And if you're an illegal pirate, which I'm not, you can download the ISOs and burn them to just a plain CDR and play them in my Dreamcast. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
If you can get your hands on some legal ISOs.
Yeah, all I have are the illegal ones. Actually, I don't even have Dreamcast ones. Well, I do. I have Skies of Arcadia because I always wanted to play it. I heard good things.
I have heard good things too, but I don't have that one. I have a Dreamcast and I have some good games for it, but.
And like I went through the whole process of like figuring out how to emulate a Dreamcast controller, and I like got this XMapper program, and I got everything ready, and I never did play it for some reason. I don't know why.
I really liked the Dreamcast controllers.
Didn't they only have one joystick or something?
They had one joystick, and that was kind of a flaw, but at that time that wasn't unheard of.
That's why it was hard to emulate, because it doesn't work with these 360 controllers.
The biggest flaw for the Dreamcast controller was they had a short cord, and the cord came out of the bottom of the controller.
Oh.
Not the top.
Oh, I do remember a Dreamcast controller. Didn't it have something you could plug in?
Yeah,
the memory card was in the controller.
The memory card goes in the controller, and it has a little screen, and it's like you could use it like a Tamagotchi. Do you remember those?
Yes, I do.
So you...
I mean, I was over the age that, the age group that had them.
It was right in my age group, but I never had one.
Huh.
And I never had much interest, which is weird because I own
a
Nintendo.
Girl thing, basically.
It's what?
It was a girl thing.
Hmm. And an Asian thing, I believe.
Yes.
Big, popular. Popular.
They love Hello Kitty and Tamagotchis. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I never got into it, but I have Nintendogs, and that's basically the same thing.
I've heard of Nintendogs, but I don't really know what it is. Like,
it's basically the same thing. You have a puppy, and you can train it to do tricks. You can speak to it through the microphone, so you can tell it. You can say sit, and it'll sit, or like roll over. You can take it for a walk, which is really pathetic because you're sitting on the couch, walking your dog while your real dog is staring at you lovingly.
It's like whatever, this dog.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Yeah, it doesn't. And then you're talking to your thing. You're like sit, and your dog sits, not you.
Yeah.
Well. I think we've pretty much covered...
Yes, this closes up
The
very first Game Fanatics podcast.
As it should, because it looks like we've been going for about an hour and 12 minutes.
Oh, man, I was shooting for a half hour, but I'm happy with it.
I am, too.
Yeah, I think we can do little half-hour shows about games we've been playing recently or random topics. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think every week we're going to have a topic this broad.
I don't even know if I'd have time every week to do it, but I could probably make it happen.
Yeah, and seems like we're always playing something, so.
Yeah.
Every time I come over here, you got another weird game.
I mean, someone wants to play a co-op game with me. I got tons of co-op games I never played. I bought PS2 co-op games I never played.
Yeah. So we should have no shortage of material, but we'll try to come out with maybe half-hour shows, at least with some regularity.
Yeah.
So.
I can make it happen after I figure out how to talk to the website again. I forgot already.
Mm.
I think I use remote desktop.
Yeah. I don't really have a sign-off, do you?
Huh?
A sign-off. That may be something we have to develop
over
time.
Nope. This podcast is over!